May the Lord's blessing rest upon each of you this morning. Welcome to the visitors, and welcome to singing school, all of you. We're learning together these hymns and learning to sing. We're learning the notes. We're learning how to sing a new song. I want you to be ready, because someday, the Bible says in Revelation, those that gathered around the Lamb, Jesus, in the New Jerusalem, they sung, as it were, a new song. Let's enjoy new songs. Sometimes we dread them a little bit. But new songs are a blessing. They're good. They're delightful. Did you have any prayer requests for us this morning before we begin? Okay, let's go ahead and have a prayer today. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for your dear Son, the Lord Jesus. Thank you for sending him to this world to deliver us. And that you set us on a firm rock and gave us a song. Thank you for the fellowship of the saints and the gathering together on the first day of the week, your children. We ask you to bless your children everywhere we gather together today. And those who are in fear of man, of authorities and enemies who are against them gathering together, dear God, we ask you to have mercy on them. We ask you to have mercy on us in the land of tranquility so far, that we would be kept from sin and be given strength for each day. Dear God, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Have another couple of new hymns this morning, but I'd like you to stand. 81. I really enjoy these hymns that ask a question, and then it's answered. It's answered, and we end up with rest, because we know the question is answered. And our God has the answer. Can you count the stars? Okay. Ladies, remember, verse 2, you sing alto and soprano. I'll tell you what, verse 2, you ladies sing the first line up there, which is the first two lines, and then tenor, you come in, just tenor, come in with them, with soprano and alto, on the second score here. God the Lord, their number no. You tenor, jump in there. That's only on the second verse now. And then bass and everybody on the last one, okay? Let's do that. But first and third verses are the same, as usual. Ladies up there. And then tenor, you join the ladies in the second score. And then everybody on the final, third and final score in that second verse. Second verse, the only one we have to worry about.
Can you count the clouds of daily? Oh,
in all thy mercies, O my God. 24. Remember, you understand verse 2? Unnumbered comforts on my soul, thy tender care bestowed, before my infant heart conceived, from whom these comforts flowed. That's just such a blessing. We bring these little babies to church, they start getting bigger. They don't understand a thing. All they do is cry for their food. And the Lord blesses them with comforts, unnumbered comforts. And now this is an adult writing, saying, long before my infant heart conceived, from whom these comforts flow. And so he's trying to make up for lost time. Bless and thank the Lord for past mercies. We need to remember that. Ready?
When all thy mercies, O mercies, O my God, thy rising souls surveys, transport and live the view I'm lost in.
In Psalm 116, I think it's verse 8, the psalmist says, "Return, O my soul, to your rest, because the Lord showed you kindness. For he delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from slipping." Or King James says, "from falling." I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. My grandpa Rohr used to talk about it on the pulpit when he would preach. Often quote this verse, "For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling." And he would say again and again, it doesn't mean, if I'm delivered from falling, it doesn't mean I was never down. It doesn't mean I was never low. But the Lord raised me up and he kept my feet from falling. And if he kept my eyes from tears, it doesn't mean I never cried. He dried my eyes and kept me from falling and kept me from crying. And so we thank the Lord for that. And number 88. Jesus said, there are 99 sheep that weren't lost, that were in the fold, and they stayed there. They were kept there by the shepherd. But one of those 100 sheep was lost. And he went out and he found that sheep. And he brought it home on his shoulders. And he rejoices more over that sheep than over the 99 that need no repentance. Think about that. He rejoices more over that sheep than over the 99 that need no repentance. So I was thinking about that Psalm 116, how he's delivered our soul from death, and our eyes from tears, and our feet from falling. And we're thankful for that. We want to stay in the fold. But remember, that lost sheep that he finds, he rejoices more over. And we ought to think about that and rejoice too more over a lost sheep who's been found. So here, the story of this hymn, I've told it before, I'm going to tell it again. Elizabeth Clefane, or Clefane, was a lady that wrote this poem, and it got in the newspaper. And D.L. Moody was preaching in Ireland and Scotland. And he and his song leader, Ira David Sankey, were on their way on the train to Edinburgh, Scotland, for meetings that night. And Ira Sankey got the newspaper and he was looking through it and saw that poem, that there were 99 that safely lay in the shelter of the fold. And he was just really impressed by the poem. And he put it in his pocket, cut it out, tore it out of the newspaper and put it in his pocket. And that night, D.L. Moody preached on the lost sheep. And he called for a hymn at the close of that sermon. And his song leader, Mr. Sankey, rose up, and all he could think about for a hymn was this one. But there were no words, there were no music, there was no music to it. He pulled it out of his pocket, and he breathed the prayer, and he started singing. And he composed as he went. And this is the hymn we have. You can stand up. We're going to try. There were 99. There were 99. Safely lay in the shelter of the fold, but one was found, the heels of the way, far off from the gates of gold. Away the mountains wild and bare, away from the tender shepherds care, away from the tender shepherds care. Lord, thou hast hid thy mercy and not, or they are not for thee. But the shepherd made answer, this of mine has wandered away from me. And but none of the ransomed ever knew how deep the waters crossed, nor how dark was the night that To us the first verse of Psalm 130. Last week's assignment.
Out of the depths I cried unto thee, O Lord. That's
amen.
Verbatim.
Amen. Yes, of the chant. It's the King James, verbatim for King James. Out of the depths, I cried unto thee. Very good. Well, try again next week. come with that next week. Have it memorized. That way we can go ahead and we can sing this chant again. Why don't we go through it again here, though? 87. Let's do the humming first. All of us.
Let Israel hope in the Lord.
We're learning it. I messed up a couple times.
Okay, I'm over
time. Let's do it. Syllables in italics held out, and we can chop it where we have commas. Okay. Did you have one yet? One of these that you wanted to select. Oh, of course. The God we serve. 89. See the bird's eye? We hold that a little bit. Actually, I'm not sure we want to hold it much more than the quarter note, the normal quarter note. But the bird's eye gives the quarter note how much more? Yes, but in general, it is another half the value of that note. So we'll probably figure on that. Trying to do the bird's eye as well, holding it there a little bit. Just look at my hand. What else should I mention here? Here we're going to have to read the words quite a bit, huh? Three, find your name, have a gun with faith and courage, bold. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, did as they were told. But when an idol white and high with celebration grand was to be worshipped and the Lord, they firmly took their stand. The happy servant rules over all. He heeds the cry great and small, the God we serve is with us now. We will not fail. We will not bow. King Nebuchadnezzar called them in and said, "Can it be so that you refuse to bend your knees when all the others bow?" We're not concerned, was their reply, or king to answer here. The God we serve, for him we die, but he can save us too. The God we serve rules over all. He needs the cries of great and small.
The God we serve
rules over all.
For men are loose and blind, he said, is like the Son of God. He called the mountain, blessed the Lord, for God sing away. And even since your hand has smelled the fire cast on them there, the God we serve.
Or could you experiment a little bit with dropping on that last syllable?
It was an accident. I was kind of, I dropped it and then I took out the I took out the rhythm and I held the full note.
No, that's what I'm saying though. But if you step down for us,
right.
Just to experiment.
Sometimes I do that. I have a little bit of liberty in the bass, but I try not to do it.
Well, if we do it, why don't we have them all do it so that it can be well noticeable or not?
Like I said, it was an accident.
So. Okay, let's try it here. Let's try it in the chorus. Let's try the chorus one more time. Go ahead.
Hold the tenor and bass whenever the ladies sing. Half of us were, rules over all instead of stopping.
Yes.
Stop.
Yes.
To carry through.
Absolutely. Okay. You see that half note? You're supposed to carry right through.
All
right.
There is an eighth rest, so we cut it for just a little bit.
Okay. Not through. Let's catch that little eighth rest at the end there. That's where your breath to come in. Okay. Let's try it.
Bass is going to sing.
Yeah, give it to us.
Do. Bass will sing low, do, and hold that full quarter up at the end. Or
I thought we could experiment with. With stepping down.
Oh, stepping down.
Yes.
Okay. I got you. Yeah, I understand.
Okay, now how should that be?
Do, la, bow, we will not bow.
Do, la, so, mi, do.
Let's try it that way.
Yeah. Now, is that on every verse?
Well, let's just try it this one here, and we'll make a plan. We'll come up with a plan.
The God we serve, rules over all. He needs a crown of great and small. The God we serve is with us now. We will not bend.
Y'all practice that a little bit. Remember?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
That's a nice song. Do you like it? Remember Psalm 130.
Today we're going to tell something that we like about our family that's a tradition. Kind of. I like how we can get together, our family, and get to know each other. And so it's not like, so whenever we see them, it's not just like we're shy. We see them often enough that we can learn to know them real good.
I like when we played games together and when we went camping.
We should have a tradition of having Uncle Floyd's over every Sunday.
One thing I like on Thanksgiving, we have some older people from the community to come, and they all know that they can count on a good Thanksgiving meal. So that's nice.
I like that we have the kind of started a tradition of waiting till our dad says we can be excused after a meal. Just helps for self-control. You can wait and be quiet for a little bit before going and doing whatever you want to do.
We have a prayer that we say every night before going to bed, and it's a tradition kind of because my dad said the same prayer as when he was growing up, his family, and in the prayer we say to bless, you know, go down through all the names of the family and say to bless each one. And it's kind of neat, you know, thinking back over the years, every time a baby was born, having to add, you know, get used to saying that new name in there, and then you get used to it, and then pretty soon along comes another, and then you add that one in. But it's a nice prayer that we always say.
On Sunday afternoons, we used to go to my grandma's and eat lunch there. Most of the family's there. We always just wait, pray until all the family's around. We don't just pray and then go through. We always make sure all the family's around before we have the family blessing.
It's like one of our family traditions. We get together and invite all our family over, or a lot of them, to Thanksgiving each year. And this year we did it a little different, though. We played a board game after, and Dad didn't really want to play it because he don't really like it, but then he ended up flipping all of us. And anyway, it was kind of fun. He enjoyed it then.
Us four, my mom and us three, we've always been real close growing up, and we've been through everything together that you can imagine, you know, the families go through. But we were always very close, and we started to sing together, and we would sing every night. And that was kind of one of our highlights of the day. And we started off without music. My mom printed out just several hymns that we listened to on these CDs of Mennonites. Oh, like Mennonite Hour and various CDs just that we listened to throughout the day. And we just kind of made up our parts and sang them, you know. But anyway, and then we've also always done like the household stuff together, the house cleaning, cooking, and just all of us helped out and pitched in. And I remember when I was little, I used to ask my mom, and I don't know why, I always got the same answer. But when I was bored, I'd go up to my mom and be like, "Mom, I'm bored, what should I do?" And I don't know what I was expecting, but she would hand me a broom and say, "Sweep the floor," you know. And I'd just be like, "No, I don't mean that kind of bored." But anyway.
I don't really have a specific thing, but I was just thinking about it. It's all the little things in life. Like, you know, maybe one year you'll do this with your family, then next year you'll do it, and then the next year you'll do it, but then the next year you don't do it, and then you're like, "Well, I don't wonder why we didn't do it this year." It's the little things in life that you miss.
One thing I was going to say is in our family, our parents are raising us to be, you know, in the right environment, but we could get used to it being too easy. But I appreciate my dad not making it too easy. And when there's work to do and we do a mistake, that gets brought up, and we get told to do it better next time. And that way we learn that life just isn't easy, and we learn to hoe our own row and do everything right.